Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and enjoying a fantastic day. And you join us on day 348 of the programme, where we're going to be reading in from the Old Testament, Amos, chapters right the way through 1 to 3, and then into the New Testament with Revelation chapter 5. And if it's the first time you've joined with us, a very warm welcome. Or if you've been with us right the way through, then it's great to have you alongside. So let's get started with Amos chapter 1. The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa, the vision he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up and the top of Carmel withers." Judgment on Israel's neighbours. This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Damascus, even for 4, I will not relent. Because she threshed Gilead with sledges having iron teeth, I will send fire on the house of Hazael that will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break down the gate of Damascus. I will destroy the king who is in the valley of Avon. And the one who holds the sceptre in Beth-Eden, the people of Aram, will go into exile to Kir," says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Gaza, even for 4, I will not relent. Because she took captive whole communities and sold them to Edom, I will send fire on the walls of Gaza that will consume her fortresses. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines are dead," says the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says, "For 3 sins of Tyre, even for 4, I will not relent. Because she sold whole communities of captives to Edom, disregarding a treaty of brotherhood, I will send fire on the walls of Tyre that will consume her fortresses." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Edom, even for 4, I will not relent. Because he pursued his brother with a sword and slaughtered the women of the land, because his anger raged continually, and his fury flamed unchecked, I will send fire on Timan that will consume the fortresses of Bozra." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Ammon, even for 4, I will not relent, because he ripped open the pregnant woman of Gilead in order to extend his borders. I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah that will consume her fortresses amid war cries on the day of battle, amid violent winds on a stormy day. Her king will go into exile, he and his officials together," says the Lord. Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Moab, even for 4, I will not relent. Because he burned to ashes the bones of Edom's king, I will send fire on Moab that will consume the fortresses of Kerioth. Moab will go down in great tumult. Amid war cries and the blast of the trumpet, I will destroy her ruler and kill all her officials with him," says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Judah, even for 4, I will not relent, because they have rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his decrees, because they have been led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed. I will send fire on Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem." Judgment on Israel. This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Israel, even for 4, I will not relent. They sell the innocent for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground, and deny justice to the oppressed. Father and son use the same girl, and so profane my holy name. They lie down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. In the house of their God, they drink wine taken as fines. Yet I destroyed the Amorites before them, though they were all tall as the cedars and strong as the oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I brought you up out of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to give you the land of the Amorites. I also raised up prophets from among your children and Nazarites from among your youths. Is this not true, people of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Now then, I will crush you. As a cart crushes when loaded with grain, the swift will not escape, the strong will not muster their strength, and the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground, the fleet-footed soldier will not get away, and the horseman will not save his life. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. Amos chapter 3. Witnesses summoned against Israel. Hear this word, people of Israel. The word of the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all of the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when it has no prey? Does it growl in its den when it has caught nothing? Does a bird swoop down to a trap on the ground when no bait is there? Does a trap spring up from the ground if it has not caught anything? When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the fortresses of Ashdod and to the fortresses of Egypt, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria, see the great unrest within her and the oppression among her people. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, who store up in their fortresses what they have plundered and looted. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says, an enemy will overrun your land, pull down your strongholds, and plunder your fortresses. This is what the Lord says, as a shepherd rescues from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites living in Samaria be rescued, with only the head of a bed and a piece of fabric from a couch. Hear this and testify against the descendants of Jacob, declares the Lord God Almighty. On the day I punish Israel for her sins, I will destroy the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will tear down the winter house along with the summer house. The houses adorned with ivory will be destroyed, and the mansions will be demolished, declares the Lord. And now we will go into the New Testament to Revelation chapter 5. The Scroll and the Lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the centre of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you are purchased for God, persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this time to hear your word. Lord, we pray that the words would sink into our souls and our spirits, Lord, into our heart, so that we would know and understand what they mean. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us through the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would help us to walk in wisdom and in your strength, Lord, for all the things that you have commanded us to do, to love one another, Lord, to put others first, all of the things, Lord, that are very, very difficult to do. But we pray in Jesus' name, by your power, we can do it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our families, Lord, for our churches, and we pray, Lord, to reach out to those who are lost, to those that we know in our families and our friends who are not yet saved. We pray that now we would have the courage to speak to them, Lord, to give them the good news, to increase our friendships, Lord, with them, so that we can talk about your ways and your will and your incredible gospel. We thank you, Father in heaven, for giving us everything that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me today on day 348 of Bible 365. I'll be back again very soon with another reading. And please, if you can, share out the video or the podcast. Let's see it grow on YouTube. It'd be fantastic to get more subscribers so that we can get the gospel out to as many people as possible. Take care, everyone. May God bless you, and bye just now.